I'm Ann McMillan with the University of Nevada School of Medicine. Our Health Watch guest today is Dr. Kirk Bronander, hospitalist with the School of Medicine at Renown Health, and we are talking about chest pain. Thank you for being here, Dr. Bronander.
Thank you for having me.
What are the different causes of chest pain in adults?
Chest pain can be caused by anything that's in the chest. So that can be the chest wall, muscles around the chest, joints in the chest, the lungs, the heart, the sac around the heart called the pericardium, breast tissue. Any of these things can cause chest pain, as well as structures that are near the chest, like your liver, stomach, things like that.
What are the most dangerous or serious causes of chest pain?
The most serious causes of chest pain are heart attack, something called aortic dissection, and then pulmonary embolism.
Okay, so let's talk about each of those. Let's start with heart attacks.
Sure. So most people are pretty familiar with the basics of heart attack, but it's a blockage in the artery that feeds the muscle to the heart. The heart is a muscle. So if a blockage occurs, you get a chest pain. Classically, that chest pain is usually described as a pressure-like pain. Sometimes it can be a different quality, and that's what's tricky about it. And women tend to present differently than men. Women tend to describe it more like a burning or tenderness than men, which tend to describe it as a pressure sensation. Those are the classic symptoms. It also can go to the arms, one or the other or both. It can also go up into the neck or jaw. And so those are kind of the classic presenting symptoms of heart attack. People often will get sweaty with a heart attack and have some shortness of breath sometimes as well. The way we diagnose that is with an electrocardiogram, the electrical activity in the heart. We also can perform a blood test that's called a troponin. That's a biomarker that's spilled out of the heart when the heart muscle is damaged. And those are the main ways we diagnose that.
And aortic dissection?
Aortic dissection is a tearing or splitting of the main artery, the aorta, that comes out of the heart. And the dangerous thing about aortic dissection is it can completely rupture and lead to rapid death. But it sometimes doesn't completely rupture, and in those cases, we have time to repair that. The type of pain people feel with that is a pretty severe, sharp pain in the middle of their chest. Sometimes it's described as a real tearing type of quality of pain. The way we diagnose that is with a CAT scan of the chest or a chest X-ray. Or an echocardiogram, which is a ultrasound of the heart and vessels coming out of the heart. The risk factors, and I should have mentioned this for heart attack, but the risk factors for aortic dissection are high blood pressure that's been untreated for quite a while, high cholesterol. There's also some rare conditions that are called collagen vascular diseases. Hopefully patients know if they have that, which weaken the vessel as it comes out of the heart. And so those are the main risk factors for that, as well as smoking. Smoking is a big risk factor as well.
And finally, pulmonary embolism.
Pulmonary embolism is a blood clot, usually comes from the legs, travels up through the veins, gets to the heart, and then blocks the large vessel that goes from the heart to the lungs. And that causes low blood oxygen and chest pain often. And so the symptoms of that are generally a shortness of breath that can be pretty profound, but also can be subtle, and some chest pain. Often the chest pain is associated with breathing. It hurts more when you breathe. And then if you have a swollen leg, that's obviously important because that's usually where these blood clots are coming from. Diagnosing that, I should mention, is a CAT scan of the chest is probably the best way to diagnose that. We can also do a blood test that helps and sometimes an ultrasound of the leg.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann McMillan, and today we are talking with Dr. Kirk Bronander, a School of Medicine hospitalist at Renown Health, about chest pain. Dr. Bronander, can you mention some of the less serious causes of chest pain?
Sure, there's a lot of less serious causes. As I mentioned, almost anything in the chest or around the chest can cause chest pain. So the esophagus is often a culprit. You can get heartburn or reflux, we call it, which comes up into the esophagus and can cause chest pain. The esophagus can spasm and cause a lot of chest pain. You can get inflammation around your lung, which is called pleurisy. You can get breast changes that can cause chest pain, muscles that attach to your ribs and the joints that attach to your ribs and your sternum. All of these things are less serious causes of chest pain that we sometimes see.
What should someone do if they are experiencing chest pain?
Well, obviously, what we're trying to do as physicians in the emergency room and at the hospital is rule out those really serious causes that I talked about. So if the chest pain is going on for more than just a few seconds, you really need to seek medical attention for that to rule those big bad things out that can actually kill somebody or cause severe illness. So getting to an emergency room quickly if you have a more serious cause is key. And sometimes you don't always know that. So it is important that you seek medical attention with chest pain.
What are some preventative measures that adults can do to address chest pain?
Well, the preventative measures depend on what's causing the chest pain. Are you talking about heart attack in general or are any of those?
Are there lifestyle changes that we can make, for example, that can help reduce?
Well, sure. I mean, of those three, the three serious causes I mentioned, smoking is a risk factor for all three of them. So if someone is smoking, stopping smoking is key. Other risk factors are obesity for a heart attack, high cholesterol, a sedentary lifestyle with no exercise or little exercise. Those are things to get under control. Diabetes is a big risk factor for heart attacks. And so controlling the diabetes as best as possible has been shown to help reduce the risk. So getting diabetes under control is a key thing. Smoking plus diabetes is a really big risk factors for heart attack. And that's something that we're always trying to educate people in the hospital on. Once, you know, they've had a heart attack, if they're doing those things, we can really educate them and hopefully help them change that.
What can friends and family members do if a loved one is experiencing chest pain?
I think especially for men don't like to go to the hospital, it seems to me, as a hospitalist. So convincing a family member that they need to go to the hospital for chest pain is something that a family member could definitely do. If, you know, and especially if they're manifesting those symptoms of sweatiness, of having the chest pain go on for a few minutes, of pressure-like quality of the chest pain. And then I would say for women, just be aware that your symptoms can be different than that classic description that I said. It can vary from this burning sensation, but still would have still would go on probably for a few minutes and have perhaps some sweatiness or just not feeling quite right. And just getting somewhere where you can get that evaluated is the key, because time is what we say in medicine is time is myocardium. Myocardium is the heart muscle. The longer the time goes on, the more heart muscle is dying if it's a heart attack. And we need to get that repaired as quickly as possible to save that heart muscle.
Thank you, Dr. Bronander, for being with us to discuss chest pain. You are listening to KUNR Reno Public Radio.